There will be violence in this episode, so viewers' discretion is advised.
Hello, welcome to a new episode of the Tango Podcast. I mean, this episode is quite violent, but you know, yes. You know, it's going to be about manhwas and various takes on manhwas, and the fruit discussion continues.
The plot thickens.
All right, stay tuned for the episode for more. Any starts anymore?
Pump it up. Not really.
Yeah, of course.
So you see, inspiration comes from within and below.
You feel me? All right. I'm not gonna complain.
From the gods, you see, fucking spoiled children. God,
is that below?
That's not below you. That's below you.
Below where?
Exactly.
Like when you say within, you mean like within you, like
your chest,
your core area,
your chest.
Then below that is
in God.
But that's not what you meant.
That's what I meant.
You know that's not what you meant.
I mean, I don't know what you.
No, that's not what you meant.
I mean.
Oh no.
Okay. Let me accept that's what I meant.
Even if that's what I meant.
3, 2, 1, go. Action.
This is not a movie, man.
How many times did I tell you this? I told you from episode 2. We start with a countdown, and
when was that stated?
I was signing the clause, you know. Let me open the first book now. On page 1,
subsection 3-9A.
It is stated every episode may start with a countdown, in which I start it, and you conclude with some bullshit.
Times I've been going against the rules for like half the season. Now.
I create the clause. I can overrule the clause.
That's dumb.
Sure. Anyway, welcome to a new episode.
Welcome, people.
Yeah. And today we have someone quite feisty. I mean, it's been a sausage fest every single time we bring a guest into this.
You know.
And for the first time, we have a female guest. I mean, the level of achievement in this is quite superb.
It's quite high.
It's like attaining the golden egg or something.
What?
Anyway, we welcome our guest. She calls herself Her Royal Majesty, the Queen, although I doubt that.
The Queen.
Z.
Queen Z. Queen Z.
Hey.
Whoa.
Don't clap. You're hurt.
Ooh. Okay.
I wasn't hurt. I call my snoop. Ouch. Okay.
You do. It's self-proclaimed, you know? You can't attain the position that is.
And the achievement of having a female reader, I don't know if I should be amused or I should be sad.
I mean, it's an accomplishment. You're the
actually.
Exactly. You're the first yet.
Yeah, that's sad.
That's sad.
Happy. You're rejoicing.
But I like them the first, though. So, okay. Happiness for me. So,
happiness for you and sad for us.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to reason this out. Let's it play out the way it wants to play out.
Quick question.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 2 fruits to choose from. And you tell me which one you rather choose.
Okay.
So, if you're giving a watermelon and a cucumber, which one would you prefer to choose?
Watermelon, even though I hate watermelons.
Oh, you hate watermelons, eh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
You know.
Wait, why the cucumber?
Wait, I'm trying to see. See, there was this episode we recorded that was about fruits. And me, I hate cucumbers. But this guy,
only for what God knows why. I don't know what your reason is.
This guy likes cucumbers.
Oh, no, I still hate cucumbers too, though.
Oh, you see, bam. You see another person that hates cucumbers.
That's too
perfect. Don't you think I can manage to eat them? Maybe in a burger, because I might not taste it. Apart from that, I really
you're out of the cucumber.
You're
tasting water in the burger. You born.
You know that eat cucumbers raw animals.
Wow, that was a dagger straight to the heart, you know.
Dagger to you. Sorry for any other person that is offended. I didn't mean you. So
any other people are offended.
I mean, a lot of. I mean, you come here surgery and you see no one. No one has
seen us at the peak. The episode of the right fruits.
You mean solid water?
Basically,
the only fruit I know that has solid water are pineapples and coconuts, and I love pineapples.
Pineapple is just sugar. Just sugar and yellow.
No one hates
yellow food coloring. That's what it is.
What do you mean yellow food coloring?
It's like
exactly. What do you mean by yellow food coloring?
It's like you dip. It's just like you dip a fruit in yellow, something that has this definition of yellow, then it stays on it.
What's that color?
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
I still love pineapple stuff.
I mean, no one hates pineapple. No one hates pineapples, really.
Pineapples are for chumps.
I love
cucumbers.
Someone is allergic to pineapples.
How will you, as you can see, have you ever seen one person allergic to cucumbers? No, I have not. I clearly have not.
This human being is trying to push his cucumber agenda. What?
Yes, I will create a movement.
Why do you love cucumbers?
And you said I love, well, they are a very good fruit. Let me just say that.
I mean, this could turn to a different type of.
Is this?
I think so.
Are they?
Do they put them in food? They don't put them in food. They put them in burgers and some other stuff.
Okay, it's actually a fruit, botanically.
Oh. I mean.
But they are still vegetables too, I guess.
Oh. So it's a crossbreed.
It's a hybrid.
Wait, I got the perfect name for this. What? It's a binary fruit.
Shut the fuck. No.
Hell.
It's as you can see, a cucumber has transcended.
No, it's a binary.
We are not doing that.
It has transcended the realm of fruit and vegetables to be a hybrid of both of them. Are you seeing the power of a cucumber?
Yes, they're binary.
You claim it to be binary. I claim it to be.
That's my word. Okay. See,
you
that's
using that cucumber's right.
If it's had rights, it should have spoken of itself.
Exactly.
There we are.
Also, I don't know the other person's name apart from G.
I mean, you don't need to. What do you mean you don't need
to?
Okay. So the host, as usual. Joseph, that's me. And the other douchebag on the corner of the falsified recording booth is John.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, John.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're abusing cucumbers, right? Wait, no, it's not you. It's you.
You can't differentiate. You can't differentiate.
The same. It's.
That's what everyone says. There's, you can see the passion between.
There's no passion. There's no
that
passion.
Sounded
wrong.
Hey,
no, don't think it's the wrong.
Why are you doing this?
I got you there.
No, you didn't. You just made a very bad joke.
Ouch! I'm gonna cry now.
Okay.
No one
loves me.
Sure.
Are you done?
Anyway, we were supposed to talk about anime here. We were supposed to talk about anime here, and I was talking about cucumber.
You all decided to start with binary fruits. I'll be vegetarian.
She agrees with me. What? The cucumbers are binary.
How are they binary?
I never agreed. I'm just saying. I just said what he said.
What he said.
But he's not supposed to even say that.
What he said.
Not what you thing though, but yeah, what he said.
Aha. Anyway, that's
cucumbers are superior. I end my statement there.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
I told you something plan.
John was cooking. I might not eat his food because he might hide cucumbers in them.
I mean,
well, I mean
fried cucumbers.
Eh?
That's something to test now.
But that's not something to test.
That's something to put in.
You know? This conversation is going too much to the food side.
I told you should not take him to the hospital or something to like check.
At this point, will you shut up? As you can see, discovery requires experimentation.
I mean,
experiment on something of the unknown to get the known.
Not out to know to make the unknown the new known.
Quote me on this.
This is John 2023.
Write it down somewhere.
I don't know if I should it like make me scared.
Don't worry, you won't be scared in the future when I revolutionize the world of cucumbers.
I mean, you're in safe hands. If we are the world leaders,
I would be scared.
Here's the term for the better.
The flag will have cucumbers.
Will now become cucumbers. Every food will have cucumbers. It was soup.
Well, I mean, it's make food better.
No, it's
gonna get some
cucumbers in ogbono soup or in kusi.
Okay. That's a different case.
We're playing a different ball game.
Exactly.
That one is etched into history. You can't rewrite history, you know.
I mean, changing history just
suck. You don't do that.
Anyway, we're finally moving out of the freaking fruit arguments.
Alright, great. Cucumbers won, though. Alright. I'm just gonna say that cucumbers won.
Are we talking?
Okay. So between the three of us, if you're going to choose a manual that you've read, because I'm sure you've read one, right? Z.
Yes.
A lot.
And depending on my schedule, but I've read more than enough, yes, I think.
I mean, let me guess the percentage. 50% boy love.
Shout out to y'all fans.
Excuse you. I am not the kind of person that I'm reading romance manual. I do not.
Interesting. Wow. This is a first.
Oh, my manuals are morbid.
Oh, like which one?
I've read Solo Leveling. I have Omniscient Reader's Viewpoint.
Oh. That's nice. That is very nice.
Well, you shut the fuck up.
I also read that too.
I mean, you're reading it.
I'm basically current in it. I mean, I've not started it.
Well, I don't think it's a manual. I think it's just a comic book, but it's called Everything is Fine. It's really.
I'm reading that. Yeah.
Everything is fine.
Yeah, you know fine.
Yeah, but I haven't gone far with it. So.
You need to go far. It's crazy.
Hey, what are you about to do?
That's
what I'm expecting.
I'm still reading Necromancer. I was reading The God of High School, but now they are paying for it and I feel like crying.
Oh, yeah, Webtoon.
You
need to pay on
iPhone. I got Takeomi.
Wait, isn't it not working on Takeomi?
No, you can't touch your iPhone.
Oh, I'm a
civilian. That's the thing.
That's lucky.
The phone I had Takeomi on, I had to give it out. So, pain.
Damn, that sucks. Like, just look at us.
We are frolicking in the garden.
I mean, Takeomi is the best thing to come to Andrea.
That was when I first read Solo Leveling.
Oh, we can't really do that moment anymore. It's in the past now.
I mean, they also make the anime between the levels, so at least.
Where do you guys think the anime will stop at?
I feel like this one season, depending on how many episodes they put for each other.
Okay, let's say 24 episodes.
If do they have budget to cover 24 episodes?
Like The God of High School.
We're going to go to high school later. That one, they did some movie to it.
Yep.
Anyway, so let's see. What we talk? Solo Leveling. If it's like 12 episodes, let's say they will reach after, let's say, episode 1 to 2 will be when he starts doing that trading stuff in the beginning.
And he gets it out of the dungeon.
I think I know where they'll stop. They'll stop where he finally beats that dungeon. The dungeon will be sitting down.
Yeah, true. If like the 12 episodes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking they'll reach there.
But that was actually quite early in the...
Because he went there. Well, he ended up some sample shot. He ended up going back there.
Yeah.
He not beat it.
Did he?
Was that early? Was that later?
I think it was later. Because he managed to get out. They come back in. Yeah.
All right. Wait, where do you think the stuff leak?
Me?
Yep.
Well, I think maybe when he starts to figure out that this is not like real life again, that it's really a game that he has to buff up when he dies.
I like 12 episodes then.
Yeah.
12 episodes. Yeah, probably 12 episodes.
What? What's it? Yeah, but what if they end up doing what they did to Color High School?
Oh man, that does leave a stain on it.
Do you hear what I said?
No.
Say, what if they ended up doing what they did to Cut of High School? Skipping and...
I will cry. I will still.
Because that's the first thing I thought of when I saw they were animating Solo Leveling.
Exactly. They should not make it short. It's supposed to be long and beautiful.
That's what I'm saying to you in 4 episodes.
I mean, if UFO Table took it now, that would have been... That would have been...
If you say 24 episodes, how many minutes?
They don't normally change the minutes.
Yeah, not like 24 minutes.
24, 25, 20, 22. I'm just saying.
But actually, there's some anime out there that have less. Or more. More or less.
Some I've seen have more.
Mm-hmm. I've seen 40, what? 42?
What was that? AOT.
Bro, yes. Right now, the movie, yes.
I mean, fuck them.
But like, well, this stuff. Necropass.
You don't like you.
No. Don't get me wrong. I feel like this is what a lot of people think. I do not hate AOT. I hate the fact that they are stretching it out. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, AOT was good, like really freaking good. When Studio Wit was taking it, I mean, it was just good, but except for the fact you were waiting years for the next season.
The next season was still peak.
Exactly. You wait for it that long and it ends up being good. Then MAPPA took over and, well, I don't know, the whole world knew about AOT and everyone is just stretching this thing.
I mean, so MAPPA took over, everyone had shady eyes.
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all like AOT is there. It's all good, but like, y'all should calm the fuck down.
For going down, man.
I can't watch anime when everybody's hyping it. I mean, even if they make about it, I just can't. Like, y'all should calm down, for real.
Any small arguments, AOT is better. AOT is better. Like, what the fuck?
Then all these Gen Z will not say AOT is better than Naruto or something.
They've never watched anything.
Either AOT or Demon
Slayer. That's the only thing. Exactly. Like, how do you want to compare Demon Slayer to something like Naruto?
That's
like...
They do. They find a way.
They always find a way. Like the animation or something.
I swear.
And even if Naruto still has some badass animation,
then... like for itself, it was really good.
Did you?
At that time. They tried to watch Boruto since it was the next thing after Naruto.
Actually,
I didn't want to watch it, but I just knew it was gonna be shit because I'm big.
I feel like Boruto is for like diehard Naruto fans.
Which diehard Naruto fan? Anybody diehard Naruto fan? You spit out.
I swear. Yeah, that some episode of Boruto actually makes sense. Like,
what episode?
Like, maybe out of 10, see one.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And that's too much to waste my data on.
Exactly. How about all the budget went to Bleach? That's what I'm saying. All the budget went to Bleach, guy.
I mean, they didn't see any content now.
But yeah, that's true.
Anyway, back to the manual. So you were saying you read a couple of good ones. Which one would you say is your favorite? You had to choose one.
Difficult question.
Alright, okay, give me three.
Top three.
Oh.
Solo Leveling, obviously.
Of course.
The Lone Necromancer.
I haven't read that, but I've heard it's real good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is real good.
What is it about martial art? Is it Chinese?
Wait, let me check. like the Abyss Korean, so I think it's Korean.
Does it have to do with martial arts? It has to do with cultivation.
In cultivation, yes, in a way, but it's not like so.
Okay, then. Okay, like how did the story play out, or how did it start?
How did you dig into it?
Let me guess. A little.
Guess. I want to hear your guess.
Oh, okay. Let me go with the generic. Don't do that. this guy. So when you said it's cultivation, bro. It's cultivation. Okay. So let's say there are different clans. So first, there's the one that's really as the highest, the one that's like around second to the highest, both of them are competing, and the other ones are just there. Then there's this one that's just utter shit background. And he had to be like, he was born in that one, and they always treated them bad and something like that. Then they probably decided to clear the clan because it was useless. Then he had to survive. Then before you know it, he's the only survivor. Now he's learning some secret dark arts that no one else found out. Well, only him found out for some weird reason.
Okay.
So how's that? Over 10. How is that one?
3.
How that? You see, 3.
Minus 3.
What the hell? How wow. Can he be that
so
bad?
So now he's main cast or not with a guy.
Okay. And break it down. Let's see how bad it is. How bad did I get it wrong?
Okay, so the main character was a former special forces soldier who needs, or rather, he returned back to college after completing service, you know, at the end of Korea. So,
right, this is not medieval times, bro. It's the present times. Yeah, you got it wrong.
I got it fucking wrong. Okay, you're wrong. Okay,
his ordinary life as a student is now changed one day when him and his students are fellow students, rather, see one mysterious prompt, you know, like a game window, like saying select a role.
Okay, yes.
Pick warrior, pick archer, pick whatever. He picked necromancer, and obviously, you know, necromancer is strong as shit. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Use it well.
He's like so amazing. It's not like power has entered his head. He's actually smart about it. He knows when to, what's the word? He knows when to use the necromancer. And make you think that it does not have power. If you see his companion now, there's a woman that she was a martial arts fighter, I think, but she knows how to use the sword. So she got this power, whether it's crouching tiger or what the fuck, but she has like a tiger power. You get me?
Some Chinese shit. Yeah, go on.
Like that. So she grew stronger. Then the other guy that is with him, I expect to have power. Like, it just looks like the wimp, basically.
I got that part.
You got that part. So let me make it one.
One over 20.
We're going to keep on going. We will get to the root of what I'm saying.
All right, eventually. Go on.
So the guy now that looks like a wimp actually has power because the guy made them train with monsters so that they will increase their stats and blah, 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 obviously. So the guy actually, he has priest attributes. He can save. He has holy water attribute. And his parents actually will. The father has the building power, construction power. The mom has cooking powers. So
what is this going to? It feels like a family attribute. Explain family attributes to everyone.
The family gives you this.
Really, it's funny and interesting. The parents now are opening their own community where people that need refuge stay and bulk up or whatever. So there's this guy that people see that he's a very strong person, that he has his own community, a lot of people, they have coins, they kill monsters, they're like angels in other people's eyes, you get?
Yeah.
Necromancer guy is like, he doesn't really trust the guy. And they have let me just say scenarios that they have to complete.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yeah. They have to complete it. And this guy that's like an angel actually is bad because, well, he's just an ass, basically. He's an asshole.
Saw that coming. It's always like
I saw it coming, I swear. So they are trying to now destroy a dragon.
I need a dragon in the mix somewhere.
There's always a dragon in it.
Dragon check.
But what? You never say anything about dragon.
No. I have something else in my head. Let's
wow,
go.
Okay.
It's like a drake, I think. A drake. Yeah, a really strong whatever. Okay, no, it's not dragon. Lizard. Lizard, dragon, like, whatever. Uh-huh.
Snake-looking reptile.
Exactly. And it's fucking smart. So they can't defeat it. Everybody's, like, dying. Even that angel guy that they think is so angelic. He's losing badly because he wanted the coins and everything. So
is that like the main bad guy story?
Yeah, he's like Loki, a main bad guy. Loki.
Loki. Mm. Or just the area where you are right now.
The area where I am. It's not complete yet.
Yeah.
So the Necromancer is now trying to fight, and everybody's like, "Yeah, he's a superhero now." Blah blah blah, and then he got knocked out. Yeah, it was funny. But what actually is happening is that he wants to upgrade his Necromancer abilities to the highest level so he can destroy it. So that's why I stopped. So,
ooh,
nice. Kill yourself to control yourself to be stronger. This is plots. This is psychology. Right?
I mean, he defied all the generic,
exactly, all the necromancy generic stuff. I just went all out. I mean,
that's why I say it's cliche, but not technically cliche.
That's good. So like, so you're still leveling necromancy.
Yeah.
What's the last one?
Yeah. Necromancer God special.
Okay. Let me write that down. All right. So what's the third one?
God of High School.
Ooh. Ah, there we go.
Yes. God of High School.
There we go. I read that.
One manhwa that is almost as long as Tower of God.
It's not.
Trust you. It's not.
All right. I've not read it yet, so I'm just going to leave it there.
Either.
Upward Tower of God. Yes.
Well, that's.
I'm the big dog in this place.
Big dog. Two people already read God of High School.
I mean,
so you cannot talk.
You can't put God of High School above Tower of God
because you can put them in the same level.
Yeah, that said, yeah, it's somehow like Tower of God.
How is it somehow like Tower of God? I need to meet those people. Wait, what did they, what, how did they compare it to God of High School? Story,
yeah, somehow like the plot and where you have to defeat this person to get to this person to defeat that person to get to that person, like, go.
Yeah, that is God of High School.
Yes,
well, I thought they were just fighting titans and Jimori kicking black holes and shit.
It's not exactly like that. It's almost like an all-out battle at some points when it's like a war arc or something.
Nah,
I hope people fight everybody they can face.
So Royal Rumble,
but universe standard, right?
Basically that.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, I could sum up God of High School.
There's no way you can sum up. If you watched just season one of the anime that was poorly adapted, there's no way you can comprehend what the manhwa has. Still deep. Even chapter 500, they can't do that.
Yeah, I'm very sure they can't.
Exactly. What exactly did you stop in God of High School?
Well, it became a paid whatever, I'll be a daily pass, whatever. The only body app that I can read it.
You can tell him where you stop. This boy is basically current, so I mean,
not exactly. I stopped the.
But you're probably past where she is.
Probably, maybe, I think.
Definitely, no, me.
A minute. I stopped at
282. You see, I'm long gone from there. Long gone from there.
Because hey, now I have to like read daily pass of only 2 passes. Like every day, only have 2 daily passes. When I could read like 10 episodes in one day or more.
Well, that sucks. That sucks big time, you know? So what do you think they're doing around that 200?
I feel like that way Jimori duplicated himself.
Yeah, Jimori, like when Jimori went to the other world, we got trapped in another world.
Before you go into this explanation, let me tell you one thing. I haven't read God of Asu, but you see insights,
because I was telling you spoilers. Shut the hell up.
Anyway, back to your explanation.
Yeah, I think it's when Jimori got trapped in another world, then sent his clone to Earth where everyone else is, and his clone was weak and all that, right?
Yeah, but he was actually a bit strong though.
Later on after gruesome training.
But I think fighting the Sage King gets
Sage King. Is there anything like that?
Yeah, there is.
Is it magic game you showed in season one?
No. It's like he's basically his boss. It's that guy's boss, yeah.
Hey, the brain behind everything.
Exactly. That was like the climax of around that 200 to 300 chapter mark.
Yup.
Exactly.
I mean, y'all should shut.
When you have gone ahead,
are you done with your God of Asu?
Yes, I'm slightly done.
Shut the fuck. So now it's your turn.
My turn for what?
Top three manuals.
Okay, that was quite difficult.
How the hell is it that difficult?
Okay, I've not actually read that much manuals myself. So top three. Crap.
What's the first thing that comes to your head? Just say it like that.
Okay, Ominisai and Marriage of the Impoise.
Yes, I still love that one, so that's number four though, but okay.
Hey, your list stops at three. Your list stops at three, young lady.
It's not top four.
Okay.
So
I mean it could jump to the top.
Actually, yeah, it could, because I'm not really going to high school again, so swap that out and put that in. That
List edited, okay.
Influential. I influenced someone today.
Fuck off, complete.
I'll add that to my list.
Complete yours.
Okay, mine's at the point. Okay, what have I read actually? What have I read?
You said you've read Dice.
Yeah, Dice is okay, but I won't say it's my top three.
Okay, what about God of High School?
Okay, I'll go to High School 2, number 2, for sure.
And third one. Have you read Real Life?
Nope.
I'm sorry, it's John, yeah. Right?
Solo Leveling.
Yeah, it's John that's talking now.
Yeah, Solo Leveling, like, okay.
I'm going to pull Solo Leveling there.
Okay, with about aside from the generic ones or what?
I mean, is there any other one in your head?
Beginning after the end?
Oh, no.
That's the mark on me, but that's quite a strong one.
All right, that is that.
Yeah, that's mine.
So kind of different, but yeah.
There are other ones, but I haven't finished them. There's one I'm reading right now. His name is Shenzi. It's horror.
Chinese?
It's not
Chinese?
No, it's actually not Chinese.
Interesting. Why am I not winning today?
Huh? Yeah, you are not meant to win today. I kind of started it. I'm like in chapter 3, so I haven't gone anywhere. It was like this lost village, abandoned village, that's apparently haunted.
Of course it's haunted.
Then some spirit is drawing a boy that's just in a very good standard family to that village. So, you know it.
Yeah. Real mystery, all right.
So write that down if you're interested.
Shenzi.
Yeah.
Spell it like a Chinese nigga.
Literally, as I say, that's how it is.
That's that. So okay, time for my top three, or I can say top five for me.
No, it's top five. What are you bringing on to five? Where did five come from?
All right. Let's go with top three. The first, I need to surprise you, is one.
Some rom-com.
How'll it be a rom-com?
I don't know.
You look at me and you see me.
Even me that have the gun, I'm not reading the rom-com.
You see, what chads here? Wild chads.
So, you say expect the unexpected. I'm expecting what I expect from you.
Okay, fair point.
Yes.
Anyway, the first is Bastard.
Nani?
Have you heard of it or read it?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Like,
it's basically a well, I say it now, psychological, really. Should I explain the whole theory or should I just
summarize?
Summarize. That shouldn't be right. Okay. All right, so it's like a psychological story about a father and a son, where the father treats the boy as utter shit. And the father is apparently a killer. So the boy has to be hiding the bodies that his dad kills. And the dad kills women or so, selected women or shit like that. So it's just this psychologically traumatizing story, of the boy trying to get out of the hole that the dad has on him, basically. You get? So yeah, basically that. And in the end, up killing dad, something like that. Yeah, close to it. But it was a fun read, yeah. How it's almost the boy had to plan shit, because eventually a time came where the guy, his dad, set his eyes on this girl that the boy likes. So he had to find a way to that she will end up killing her and escaping and shit like that.
Did she like him though?
What? Yeah. It was a mutual relationship.
Because you're trying to save somebody and then they hate you.
Yeah, that's just the worst. Anyway, but yeah, that's for Bastard. The next one should be what's this thing? Tower of God, but it's been annoying me recently, so let me just keep that at it. It's just been too long. We're getting weird. As you said before, God of Heights can be compared to Tower of God. I say in a small sense, but when I look at Tower of God, it's too vast, too spread out.
Probably why they said it's somehow compared to, but it's not. Commentators.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But it's that's basically one piece of the manhwa world, basically. Because the stories are just developing and just always constantly expanding. You don't see the story getting any smaller. It just keeps on growing and growing.
Did you ever see One Piece getting smaller?
Nope. Exactly what I said, the One Piece of the manhwa world.
Somebody 65 when they say Luffy has finally found One Piece.
I mean, by that time we rejoice and bask in glory.
Yeah, and record everywhere.
Fucking crazy. Everywhere will shut down, guys. Actually, One Piece is finally over. After how many years? Oh, that shit started 19 some. I don't know. Before I was freaking born, yeah.
Yep.
That's just crazy.
And the story still lives on.
And the story is still that good. I mean, yeah, it's not that bad. So anyway.
Weird ass drawings to.
Wait, do you watch One Piece or read One Piece?
I watch.
Yeah, you can
read. Then I get frustrated. I'm like.
What? When the dialogues are too much.
It's so much. Even watching it alone, sometimes I'm like, God, can't people just find this thing and let us have peace?
I can't say. The story and everything keeps on getting bigger. Anyway, so first for me was Bastard. Second, this manual I read is Hive.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But nah, let's leave that. I'll say the same. Sweet Home. You see why I say I'm not generic in any way. Nobody knows the manuals I read.
I don't know. I think I've heard Sweet Home. Both of you are isn't that not some rom-com?
Shock, actually, but okay.
That's some rom-com. That's some rom-com.
That's not rom-com in any way.
No, look at the name, Sweet Home.
It's post-apocalyptic. There's a series about itself. It has a series.
Okay, then, I'm mistaking this for something else. What am I mistaking it? Go on, you see, there's a series.
Let's Google for this. You can always Google it. Check it out. It's about monsters, basically. Not exactly monsters. normal world, then monsters appear out of nowhere, bam, trying to survive.
Well, according to Glue, yeah, there's actually a series, Korean drama.
Alright, a quick one before we jump back into the action and the chaos. What's your top three manhwas and what recommendation do you have for us? You know our various tastes by the end of this episode. So like, let us know down in the comments what your top three manhwa is and whose top three manhwa you consider to be the best.
Exactly.
Back to the episode.
Anyway, take two. So where were we now? I'll talk about Sweet Home.
Yeah.
Yes. I was trying to state that Sweet Home with Woodmore. Now the series that's so good.
Let's go here. It says, as human turn into savage monsters, one troubled teenager and his neighbors fight to survive. He's
always troubled. Oh my.
I mean, he has mental issues actually.
And he struggled to hold it onto his humanity.
Yeah, because he was almost turned into a monster. Actually, in the end.
Don't they always?
No, this one he actually does.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. What a turn. Well, what?
Someone kills him or what?
It's not a good man, Rasha.
What was this, ELC?
So, yeah. One, two, none of you knew. Now, the third one.
What?
We still don't know.
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking. I thought you had this in mind.
I thought I did.
Wow.
But the one that's in my mind now is comedy.
Ooh, which? It's still that's on.
Okay.
Yeah, Nan Hawan.
Yeah.
It's Chinese, Joe.
Okay.
Did you hear the name?
No.
Nan Hawan Shang Feng.
Yeah, that name. Nan Hawan Shang Feng.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Clean your ears.
Please. Clean your ears. Couple of noise. Anyhow.
Well, I'm just being noisy. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. No issues. So, yeah, it's a comedy manga about two boys.
Obviously.
And, no, you can't say obviously. You know it. You would have.
I mean, it could be, you know, boy love.
It's not.
Oh, ho, ho.
I won't read that.
Oh, ho, ho.
I'll rather.
Exactly. I wouldn't even read that, too.
Okay, I'm going to go. What's the description of Nan Hao Shang Sang? It's going to be about two friends. Whose friend, who are friends, and.
They're up to no good.
Yeah, come no good.
So they are doing crowds, ruining lives, being wicked, but not, fun not, at the same
not,
time.
Not ruining lives, quite accurate.
I mean, if you're pranked with somebody that doesn't want to be pranked, you're ruining their life, or their day, rather.
Actually, their life as well.
Actually, it's the... Wait, would you say it's them doing the shenanigans and the shenanigans happening to them? And then being in that situation. They do it sometimes and it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's this guy. It's really funny, actually. I've read it, but.
Do they ever get caught?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Actually, sometimes they get away with it. Get away with it.
You get away with it a lot. But by the time you get caught, it's quite. It's just a very fun read.
Yeah, very fun.
But the only thing downside about it is that it's short.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? How many episodes? Abby chapters?
They barely reach 100.
Yeesh, that's actually.
And just like 4 or 5 pages, depending on how long.
Yeah, I think it's exactly 100 chapters.
Depend when you find a very good book to read and then you find out that it's short and it's not going to be continuing.
Yep.
That's it. It's just very tough thing. It's like finding good manga readings and you just see they go on hiatus.
I swear, you be like, bro, why? Just when it was getting good.
Exactly. Why did I even start in the next place?
I'm going to bring the lead of your cliffhangers.
That's the worst. And that was not the bad thing.
I'm telling you, and I'll be like, what actually happened? oh, this happened, will that happen, will this go for this? Like, you just be there confused.
Am I going to wait a whole month?
That's what happened to me with Bizarre Guy, but good things they are still going on.
Yeah.
Okay. But the art doesn't feel as good, you know.
Shut up.
It's missing that touch.
Shut up.
That thick drawing touch. That's a lot of background noise there.
I'm sorry. I'm in a store. My phone is like 4. So
okay, I get.
What? It was really nice.
What?
Why are you now mocking me?
Why not?
This is what was happening. What?
Anyway, that link that is. That's 1, 2, 3. Unless you get on top more, you know.
Top 5.
I didn't five.
All right,
go on. That link that is.
It's basically like
a girl. I was
gonna go back and talk about fruits.
No, why not doing that? Oh well, the cucumber. You can't.
Curious what other fruits are binary in John's words.
It's my words, actually.
Your words is
his words.
Yeah, it's me.
So, Jay likes cucumbers.
I mean, according to me,
I say she's cucumbers are maybe peculiar.
John says cucumbers are horrible. Me, I think cucumbers are binary. They're just
you have a problem.
There are fruits that
pretend not to choose a side.
You know?
How?
Yeah, they're basically. Bye.
Yeah, no, bye. No, bye. They don't know what side to choose. That's good. They're confused. Shut up.
They don't have to choose a side. They are above. They are the top. No, they don't go one shift to the side.
That's
what people must do.
I mean, we had a whole full episode talking about food. You guys want to do this again?
Okay. Let's not go. Let's go to fruits before you guys start fighting.
I'm just gonna shut up, not gonna say nothing.
Let's never do that. That's it.
I feel like it's better to end the episode now. Things are getting heated.
Oh, this episode is spicy, you know. I like spicy. So,
you
want it spicy.
Everyone.
As you can see, Hugo Bart, how everything.
Before he shut up,
told you that all.
I can't hear you because one person is talking, one person is laughing, and saying the other person to shut up.
I know for one person trying to strangle the other person.
Why are people trying to strangle each other?
No. You see, it's a gentle gesture.
Sure. Okay. Many of you watch football.
You watch Blue Lock.
I mean, what Blue Lock?
Blue Lock is ball.
I mean, just answer yes or no.
Nah. So anyway, it's been a fun episode.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, anyhow.
Do you know why?
At the end of the episode, we're not bringing this back.
Do you know why? What? I want to hear.
Do you know why it's so spicy?
No.
I want to know why.
Why? Because of cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Get out. Just get out.
Why?
Cucumber spicy.
See, that's the mystery. That's mystery in this.
It's like saying you like to eat tomatoes.
Girl, ice cream.
Hey, that's all for the episode. Don't bring anything.
Wait, before we end this, you guys have eaten tomatoes raw?
No. I can experiment though, but never.
Off of you, carrying up on your own.
What are small things?
Just trying to be sure if you were part of the same group or the insane group, but okay, you guys are part of the same group.
Very thin, very thin.
So we take one make it thin. All right. This is the end of the episode of, be sure to check us out on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, YouTube.
I would like to come back one day.
Sure thing. When we're not talking about fruits, that is.
Yeah, we're talking about
fruits. Yeah, that's a more spicier episode.
You say you put cucumber inside any food, we will end the podcast and leave. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to do my research on this.
Foods with cucumber. That's all.
We
catch us.
You can't cut me off.
Catch us on the next episode.
You can't cut me off.
Comment it below. See y'all next one.
I'm speaking.
Bella, ciao.
Subscribe.